The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
TN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GM Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Effingham, Kansas, where tonight, a Friday night, we're in the middle of December, and here's what we got going on. We've got an interconference game. As the TBL being represented by Jonathan West is being hosted by Atchison County Community High School from the Northeast Kansas League. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's the man back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio doing the production and the engineering and the difficult stuff. Tom Council here, courtside. I'm the one just having all the fun. Nice crowd on hand, still making a way out on a brisk mid-December Friday night. Good to have you along with us tonight. Well, we've had the opportunity to see Jonathan West earlier this year in their game against another NEKL team is up in Highland. We had them here on CARE Radio. They hosted Morehill Mount Academy. And here tonight will be our first opportunity to get a look at ACCHS. Tell you what, public address announcer getting set to make the introductions, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you the starters. A little bit of insight into the ball game and the tip-off. Ladies game first, guys game second. A couple of good ones coming up here on CARE.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Summer's better without the bite. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
That's what I do at Epic Am Kansas. Tell you what, Joseph, I'm going to impose on you. We're going to take one more quick 60. We'll be back. And we'll get this ladies' game tipped off here in Epic Am Kansas right after this.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
We're getting set to go. Quick look at the starters for you. First of all, for Donovan West, coming into the ballgame today at 2-1 under head coach Perry Smith. Going to be starting the same five we've seen up there a little bit earlier up in Highland with Courtney Johnson and Imogen Whetstone, Andy Foster, Reese McCauley, and Katie Falk. For ACCHS and head coach Andrew Eckert, it'll be Katie Fultz and Lucy Kynig with Jenna Larrison, Ava Spear, and Riley Anderson. That said, the ball goes up. Tip of the weight is going to be controlled down by the Lady Mustangs. Little baseline runner. It's going to be up. It's going to be good at the first point of the ball game, along with Donovan West. And we are just underway. I'm going to tell you, that's not who I thought. That's Belle Smith hitting that one. So I didn't know Belle was starting tonight, but she will be. It is 2-0, half a minute in. Lady Tigers with the basketball, working it around the left side. D. West in the navy with orange. Now the ball cross court stolen. Down the floor, the shot, the whistle, and a foul. No bucket, does not go in. So we're going to have a first foul of the game, and it's going to be on Lucy Kiney for Atchison County. It'll be her first, and Andy Foster is coming to the free throw line for Jonathan West. 7:17 to go in the opening quarter. Taking her time and eyeing it up. The junior rolls it up, it rolls around the rim and goes in. So Andy Foster will have her first point. Jonathan West increases its lead to 3-0. One more shot coming up and drains it. 4-0. D. West in the early moments of the long game. We're 45 seconds in. Lady Tigers up court with it. They'll get it across midcourt. Ava Spear works it over to the left side, bounces it over to the edge, and it's going to elude Cadiz. And back it's going to come to D. West. A minute into the ballgame, 4-0. Lady Mustangs out front. They'll feed it over to the left side now. Work the perimeter. Tigers into little zone, little 2-3. Skip pass over to the left block. The falling away shot, partially deflected. The battle for the rebound. It's on the floor, rolling around. Tigers are going to clear it away. Come up with a basketball. How about Jenna Larson coming up with that loose ball? Gets it away to Ava and Spear. Works her way toward the forecourt. A defender reaches in, steals it away. Coming down left side, left hand layup too strong. Offensive board, back up, missing, but a foul. Jonathan West going to be coming to the free throw line for the second time for the Lady Tigers. The foul is going to be on Ava Spear. It'll be her first and team foul two. Stepping to the line, we're going to have Belle Smith. Belle with the first couple of points in the game. This free throw rolls, and it kicks out, won't go. One more shot coming up for the senior for the Lady Mustangs. She'll take her time and square the second one up and hits the back of the rim, bounces straight away, rebound Tigers, and wait. They're going to get a redo of that one. There's going to be a lane violation against the Atchison County, so Jonathan West is going to get one more look at it, and Belle Smith will get a second opportunity. It's his second free throw. See if she can make good on it. It does, perfectly through the bottom of the net. It'll be her third point, and it is 5-0 D. West. 6.5 to go in quarter one. Tigers with the basketball. They pull up the dribble to the backcourt. And now they're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout with Coach Eckert. Coming here at 6:27 to go in the opening quarter. D. West with the early lead. Lady Mustangs 5, Atchison County nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hey, welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. As we return, the Lady Tigers put the ball in play. We're about a couple of minutes into the ball game, where it's 5-0 D. West. The people go to the right block. The pass across the lane is going to be stepped in front of and stolen away. Here come the Mustangs. Outlet, bounce pass, the return, the shot high off the backboard, won't fall, and rebound Atchison County. Sweeping it down is going to be Fultz, and here comes ACCHS. Kay Deese will bring it up the floor herself. She's a senior for Coach Eckert. Dumps it over to the left side, now works the perimeter. Jonathan West in their player defense. Here's Spear. She'll drive all the way to the right side, changed hands in front of the Jonathan West bench, rotated back out on top. They'll reverse the ball back out to the top of the key, right foot pivot, Spear back over to the right side. Tigers are going to be very patient here in this early part of the ball game as they trail 5-0 early. The ball batted away. It's rolling around on the floor, and it's going to go into the backcourt. Abel will pick it up back there and once again come back up the floor. Tigers will be going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. And they are attired in the traditional home whites with orange and black. And as I mentioned, Jonathan West, navy with orange. Kind of Denver Broncos-ish, if I may say. 4:50 to go. The ball's going to be stolen away by D. West. Long cross court, squaring up, launch a three, online but short. And the long rebound cleared away by the Tigers at Lucy Koenig. Lucy will bring it up the floor. She'll ease her way over to the right side, launch it there to Fultz. She'll start to the baseline off one dribble, gets it over to Spear, who will cross beneath the goal down to the baseline and make contact with the out-of-bounds line. Back it will come to the West. Now Reese McCauley is going to come into the ballgame. Had her starting, but she did not. And with her will come the freshman, Aniston Clary. 4 minutes and 20 to go, quarter number one. 5-0 is your score. The feed right, the shot for three, rattles home. And for Donovan West, it'll be Courtney knocking that one down. The junior will have her first points of the game, and it goes to 8-0 D-West. We are halfway through the first. ACCHS at home has brought Addison Crockett into the game. So Addison is out there playing over to the left wing. They kind of flashed her to the top. Addison gets it back over to the left side to Fultz. Fultz pivoting at the edge of the free throw line. Kicks it out top. Gets it back. Drexel traffic. Now has the ball slumped out of her hands and stolen. Jailbreak to the other end of the floor where the running layup is going to be up and in. That'll be Courtney Johnson picking up her fifth point of the early evening and making it a 10-0 D-West lead with the 3.5 mark of the opening quarter. Tigers are going to get on the board here. Skip pass across is going to be stepped in front of us, stolen away. Anticipated perfectly in the left-handed layup will be up and good for Donovan West and Aniston Clary. That'll chase it now to a 12-0 game. 3 minutes left in quarter one. Tigers are going to get that goose egg off the board. Out on top, it's going to be Fultz. Holding the ball between the circles, high above her head, pivoting with the right foot. Now she'll dribble to the right a couple of steps. Comes back out on top to Crockett. 2 minutes and 50. There is no shot clock in Effingham, Kansas, so that is something about which to be aware as the state of Kansas and high schools have begun to move to the shot clock, and that is going to become mandated in another year. But as it is an option, the Tigers have opted out. No shot clock here, and we're going to get an ACCHS timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. 2:38 to go. Quarter number one of the girls' game in Effingham. It is Donovan West 12, Atchison County nothing.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
K4 Ag and Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag and Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas. Tigers coming out of the timeout, and the ball is going to be turned over. Here comes D. West, coast to coast, and they'll feed it across. Tigers are going to reach it defensively, getting a hand on the basketball, and Cadiz will slap it out of bounds. Back it'll come to the Lady Mustangs. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. D-West putting a good play through offensive baseline. We'll lob it in. Step inside the lane. The shot up high off the backboard. No good. Crockett coming down with a rebound. The defender really pursuing hard, but Tigers are going to get it into the hands of Fultz, who will effortlessly get it into the forecourt. Clock rolling along. Tigers will work it over to the left side. Allison Drimmel, her pass out on top, and it's going to get away and get out of bounds or get into the backcourt, and that's going to be in. Over and back. So Atchison County will turn it over. Here Here comes Donovan West. They'll skip it out to the 28-foot mark. Dump it over to the left side. Katie Falk will have it on the left wing. Long cross-court pass to Emmy Joe. And the pass is going to be batted free. Tigers coming up with a steal. Lucy Kymick controls down the basketball and will work it into the forecourt. We're rolling along at a minute 44 to go in quarter number one. It is a 12-0 D-West lead here in Effingham. Guys game coming up after this one. A high-risk pass is going to be stolen. Here come the Mustangs. Driving down, going in, going up. Off the window, two more for the Lady Mustangs. These two belong to Reese McCauley. Her first of the game. Pushes it down to 14-0 at a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. Crockett will have it to the right side. She's working in front of the Donovan West bench. Pushes it off on top. Now back to the right side of the lane. Also look into the middle. Kicks it back to Crockett. Crockett pulls up her dribble. Has it batted out of her hand and looks to save it in. Great hustle. Protects that basketball. And Tigers will turn it over. Outlet down the floor. Running layup. Too hard. Offensive rebound pulled back down by D. West. Over with it on the left side is going to be McCauley. Shot is up. No good. And on the shot, a Tiger foul. Free throws coming. The foul is going to be on Atchison County's Jenna Larson. It is her first foul of the game. Free throw. Airborne. Short. One more coming up. Reese McCauley, 2 points already. Looking for a third one here. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Reese with the Tennessee orange shoes. Free throw, no. Rebound on the floor, picked up. Mustangs starting left, now pivoting back to the right. No shot available, they'll kick it back off on top. Sidestepping a defender, running shot from 13 is going to be up and in. So the bucket makes it a 16-0 game. Half a minute to go. The pass swings out on top. Tigers in control of the basketball. They'll go over to the left side. And the ball's batted away. And we're going to get a jump ball called. Jump ball, possession, ACCA chat. So for the Lady Tigers, the ball is going to be coming in at the baseline. They're going to bring Ava Spear back in for this final offensive possession of the opening quarter with 16 seconds left. Ava will look to do the inbound work. Looking in, feeds it off right side, shot up and in. The Tigers on the board. A little turnaround shot from in the middle of the lane and give those points to Emma Stevens. 6 seconds, five, approaching the end of the opening quarter. 3 seconds, two, from the top, the shot at the buzzer, off the rim, we've come to the end of one. Timeout on the court with the first quarter in the book in the girls' game. It's Donovan West, 16 Atchison County, two.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. High school basketball on Care Radio this evening. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. But right now, we go to the second quarter of the ladies' game with Donovan West on the road, leading at 16-2. And they put the ball in play, launch up a quick three that is going to be off the mark. And chasing down the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds. It will be Tiger basketball. Opening quarter scoring, Donovan West led by Bell Smith and Courtney Johnson, five apiece, and then each with two, Andy Foster and Reese McCauley and Aniston Clary. Tigers 2 points coming off the hand of Emma Stevens. Here's ACCHS on the offensive side. Half a minute gone in quarter number two. Brady Tigers looking for that first win of the season. Donovan West comes into the game tonight at 2-1. Cross court pass is going to be launched. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be off the Tigers. ACCHS is going to bring Jenna Larson back in. Don't forget, along with the guys' game tonight, tomorrow, join Gus and me as we're going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, as the 2025 Benedictine College football season continues. The Final Four, the semifinals, and we're going to be with them in Des Moines as they are going to be hosted by Hart North champions and defending national champion Grandview. Benedictine, one loss on the season, 12-1. That was in week two to that Grandview team by 3 points, 27-24. Grandview undefeated at 12-0. It's going to be a fantastic game. Tigers for three. There it is! What a shot from the perimeter by Jenna Larson! 16-5. 6.5 to go in the half. Shot goes up. No good. Rebounding down. It's going to be Crockett. Lady Tigers coming up with a basketball, and up the floor is Ava Spear. So again, tomorrow's Raven basketball or football game. Tomorrow's football game. Ravens are playing some basketball too, but we can only be in one place at a time. Here's a baseline jumper. Won't go for the Tigers. Pre-game here on Care Radio at about 11:30 in the morning. It is a 12 noon tip-off from Duke Williams Field. There's a foul on the Tigers. It's going to be on Emma Stevens. Duke Williams Field is a kind of a municipal field. Four high schools use it, and Grandview will use it for home games as they have no facilities. Here's the free throw. It's up and good. Free throw for Donovan West, Bell Smith, and she pushes forward now to her sixth point of the game. Brady Tigers are going to rotate Riley Anderson back out on the floor. Second free throw. Got it. So Bell, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 7 points. It is an 18-5 game. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Girls High School basketball here on CARE. ACCHS out of the Northeast Kansas League. You got Donovan West out of the Twin Valley League. High school basketball has expanded here in the state of Kansas. The KSHSAA has opened up the number of games that schools may play. It was capped at 20, and they have increased it this year. So we get a little more of these opportunities for some of these teams that are geographically pretty close to one another. Shot up, missing, but an offensive rebound. Tigers are going to haul it back in. Here's a shot, top of the key, off the window, no. Rebound, D. West. Outlet pass all the way down the floor, and it's going to be mishandled. It's going to go out of bounds, and Tigers will have it back in. Ava Spear will check out. And Fultz comes back into the game. 5 minutes left here in the first half. Tigers with the basketball way up topside. Here's Larson. Kind of pivots with that left foot. Dumps it over to the side. Folks will look into the middle. Not a lot of room for her. Pass deflected, but saved for the Tigers. And now stripped away. Here comes Donovan West. Coast to coast. Up. No. Rebound. Tigers. And we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. Foul is going to be on Donovan West. Reese will pick up her first. Reese McCauley, foul number one to go with her 2 opening quarter points. Four and a half to go here in the first half. Pass over to the right side, and D West back defensively, staying with that player D. Tigers going to turn it over with the travel. Joseph, better take a little time out. Take it a break. 4:20 to go. Opening half here in Effingham, Kansas. It is. D West 18, Essex County 5.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
As we come back, a couple of quick free throws put in by Donovan West. Mally Meyer gets them both. It is 20-5. And we are halfway through the second quarter. Joseph in the studio. Tom Couchett here in Effingham, Kansas. Tigers with a basketball. Ball's going to be knocked away. It's out of bounds. And which way does it go? It'll go to Donovan West. Tigers are going to make a switch at the five. And back in will come Addison Crockett. 3:40 to go. Third and a half. D West from 15. Rolls in. Reese McCauley. 22-5. Three and a half to go, and we're going to get another timeout. Joseph taking a break. Three and a half to go, opening half. D West in front of the Tigers, 22-5.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we return, we come back to play, and Donovan West is going to make, we will call them multiple substitutions. Now, the thing for Coach Perry Smith or D. West is his substitution options are somewhat limited. He has 9 players on his roster. So it's not like he can go, like, super deep because there aren't that many athletes. 3-point shot. Up and good, Donovan West and Bell Smith. That'll be, what, her 10th point of the game. It is down 25-5. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the second quarter. Fultz launches it into the lane, but stepping in front of the pass, Donovan West, they'll run up the floor, drive right, goes in, shot up, won't go. Rebound, ACCHF. Emma Stevens boards it down. Emma, tall freshman for Coach Andrew Eckert. Out on top of the Tigers is going to be Cadiz Fultz. Now the shot right side off the window by Fultz and good for the long, or no, by Emma Stevens for the long two. 25-7. 2 minutes left. Second quarter. D-West will launch one that won't fall in. Tigers are going to rebound it back down. It'll be Jenna Larson coming down with the basketball, and Fultz will bring it into the forecourt. Lucy Kiney comes over to the scorer's table. She's ready to report back into the game. The first dead ball opportunity. Tigers work it over to the right side. Stevens turns and shoots. Won't drop. Rebound cleared away by D-West. Up the floor is going to be Bell. Smith, coast to coast. Running shot. Up, no, but she got fouled. So Bell Smith will be coming once again to the free throw line. It'll be the second foul of the ball game for ACCHS is Jenna Larson, or her third, excuse me, three. For two, I missed one. Coming to the line, Smith. Three out of four so far tonight. That one's perfect. Makes her four out of five. Gives her 11 points. Tigers are going to get Lucy Koenig back in. For ACCHS, a relatively young team. Second free throw. Nice. And D-West, and a couple of times now, Coach Smith has gone with the four-player substitution. I mean, it basically empties the bench. I mean, everybody who's on the bench, you got there. One person who's on the floor stays. Minute and a half to go in the first half, 27-7. Donovan West, the pass goes into the middle. It'll be stolen by the Lady Mustangs. Skip pass to the right, going to be mishandled. And I'm going to tell you what, a little frustration across the face of Katie Falk because she had kind of taken her eyes off that skip pass, looking at the rim, because she had that thing just measured. And then the ball gets away out of bounds. Here comes Atchison County. 75 seconds left in the half. Pass over to the near side. Slapped out of bounds. Kind of volleyball style by Mally Meyer. It'll be the Tigers basketball. Ashley Treichel will inbound. She'll kick it to the right side. Three-point shot deflected. Blocked out of bounds. Packers are going to have it back in play down to the baseline. And ACCHS looking for somebody to inbound it. And they're going to get Lucy Kimmick down there to do that job. A minute seven to go in the half. Tigers down 27-7. Looking in. Going to have to get something going. And a pass out on top. Going to be taken down by Crockett. Trying to steal it away. The foul is going to be on Meyer. It'll be the first foul of the game by Mally Meyer. Team foul two for Donovan West. A minute five to go in the first half. Looking it in from the end of the D-West bench. It'll come over to the right side. Coach Smith not liking how his team handled that inbound, but he'll like how they steal that pass as the outlet to the other end of the court. It's successful, and the layup is going to be up and good. Katie Falk getting her first points of the game. 29-7. We're in the last minute of the first half. Girls High School basketball here on K-Radio, and the Tigers are going to turn it over with the travel. This time, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's going to go again with a four-player rotation for the Lady Mustangs, who put the ball to play in the backcourt. Tigers are going to drop down, set up at the 2-3. 35 seconds to go in the half. The pass to the right side of the free throw line extended. Now down to the baseline. Nice defensive play. Reaching in, Aubrey Wiedmeyer, a Tiger sophomore, ties up the basketball. Jump ball. Possession, Atchison County. Lucy will bring it up the floor off the inbound. Kymeek will swing it over to the left side. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Atchison County's pass anticipated. Stolen. Here comes Reese. She'll drive and shoot and get it. Half a dozen points, Reese McCauley. 31-7. Tigers are going to have to hurry. We're down to 7 seconds before halftime. Now all the way into the corner with five. Trapped down there with three. The feed across, stolen with one. And there will be no shot taken. It's halftime at Effingham in a girls game. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Keys are headed for the locker room where it is Donovan West, 31, Atchison County, 7.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. They're having a little half-court shot for fun here tonight. A little prize involved if you get it there, but nobody has yet, so there's that. Quick recap of opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Donovan West, pacing away, the only player so far tonight in double-digit scoring is going to be Bell Smith. Ooh, hit the rim. Bell Smith with a dozen. Six in the ballgame. Reese McCauley, Courtney Johnson has five. And then two each. Allie Meyer, Aniston Clary, Katie Falk, Andy Foster. For ACCHS, Emma Stevens with 4 points and Jenna Larson hitting a big three in the second quarter. Guys seems to be out of the court warming up. And of course, we'll have their game coming up in a little bit. So don't forget that. For right now, we're going to take a little break and we'll be back with the second half of the ladies game first with the intermission score here in Effingham. Donovan West, 31. Atchison County's Lady Tigers, 7. Back we go to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. Got you some halftime.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service, it's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate. And all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need. From 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotion, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll return to high school basketball with ACCHS at Donovan West in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, we've got the NAIA Football Championship Series, and it continues as the Heart of America Athletic Conference is guaranteed to play for the 2025 NAIA National Championship. The trip to the semifinals for number 5 Benedict and number 1 Grandview is a rematch of a September 6th meeting where the Vikings earned a 27-24 win over the Ravens. Kickoff between the Ravens and the Vikings is set for noon tomorrow. tomorrow, but you want to tune in right around 11:30 or so to make sure that you get all of that pregame show right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'll be back in just a moment.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Taking a look at some of the girls' games at the half, it was St. Mary's over Jackson Heights, 29-20. Nemaha Central ladies were leading the Holton ladies, 25-13. Rock Creek was beating Sabetha, 30-9 at the half. Centralia, just before the half, is leading Silver Lake, 31-17. In the Hiawatha Marhill Mount Academy game, the Marhill Mount Academy Lady Ravens are at 34 points to the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks, 31. And in this game, we've got Donovan West leading ACCHS 31-7. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 20 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north at around 5 miles an hour. High of 27, tomorrow, overcast. Tomorrow night, 5 above. Mainly sunny, Sunday, with a high of 22, 46, Monday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 53, Tuesday, 58, Wednesday, and 51 on Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 30 degrees in downtown Atchison. It's mostly cloudy out there. It feels like 22 with the winds out of the north at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 74%. The dew point is sitting at 23 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.27 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz in just a couple of moments.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local shelter agents Dan Lairs in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
KAIRFM, Horton, Atchison.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Gary Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Over time, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas. Getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game with the visitors out of Donovan West out in front, 31-8. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and half-timing, whatever that is. Take care of everybody, Joseph. Thanks, man. Donovan West is going to be putting the ball in play to begin the third quarter, putting up a quick three. No, long rebound. It's going to be rescued in the corner by the Mustangs. They'll start to the lane, come off on top. There was a double dribble, and it's going to come back to Atchison County. The ball came out on top. Couple of dribbles, kind of squaring up and deciding, yeah, you know, I want to move a little bit further. So a couple more dribbles, and then it's like, wait a minute. I can't do that. Here come the Tigers. Just underway in the second half. 31-7. D West out front. Folks, Larson, Comic, Spear, Anderson for ACCHS. Johnson, Wettstein, Foster, McCauley, Falk. For Donovan West. Tiger spreading the floor out a little bit. Maybe they're trying to slow this down, and the minute I say that, a running shot by Ava Spear doesn't go in because she got pushed pretty good, so it's going to be a foul. Is it a shooting violation? It is not. It'll be the first foul of the game for Andy Foster, though. First foul of the second half by either team. Tigers will have it in play at their baseline. Ava looking. There was a skip pass into the corner, and the dribble comes out on top. Around to the right side with it. It's going to be Lucy. She'll feed it over to Ava, and trying to come up with a steal. We will have a foul on Donovan West. Back-to-back quick fouls. Andy Foster, who had gone the first half with no fouls, does not get through the first minute of the second half before collecting two. And the Tiger inbound is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Emmy Joe. Atchison County going to go to the bench and going to almost play kind of a double post sort of an offense. Here's the feed in the lane on the floor one time, through to two defenders, a shot up. No. Rebounding it down is going to be D West. Baseball pass, other end of the floor, two steps, layup, good. The bucket for Emmy Joe, her first points of the game, 33-7, 6:47 to go in the third quarter. Pass over to the right side, Tigers just into the forecourt now. Way out on the right wing, dribbling toward the top. It's going to be Emma Stevens and... I'll say she gets a hand underneath the basketball. Tiger's going to turn it back over. Again, not standing room only, but a nice crowd here for a cold mid-December Friday night. here in Northeast Kansas. Cross court, high school hoops, the feed to the baseline, the runner from the outside of the block. No, but a blocking foul is going to get Donovan West a couple of free throws. Our Fisher comes over, and he will let us know it's going to be on Addison. So Addison Crockett collects her first foul of the game. Tigers, team foul one of the third quarter. Stepping to the line is Courtney Johnson. Courtney with 5 points, scored all of them in the opening quarter, has not had a free throw opportunity tonight, and unable to cash in on the first one. One more coming here. Ava back out. Lucy back in for Coach Eckert. A couple of more dribbles, another look, a shot, got that one. So Courtney at a half a dozen points now, and it is 34-7. 6:20 to go in the third. Cross court pass, Tigers don't control it. Going to be stolen, bringing it down the floor. The running shot, too hard. But a Tiger foul, and D. West coming back again to the free throw line. Donovan West has gotten a lot of shots at the line tonight. Foul is going to be the third of the ballgame for Emma Stevens. Over Donovan West, Belle Smith, she's having a big night. Free throw, yeah. Belle missed the first free throw of the night that she took. Since then, she has hit the last six in a row. Eyeing up the second one, knee bend, and knocks her down. Smith with 14 points to lead all scorers, pushing the Donovan West lead down to 36-7. Just over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And again, we'll have the four-player rotation into the game four, Coach Perry Smith and D. West. Cross-court pass going to be stolen on the floor once, twice, a little push, count the bucket, and a plus one. So the steal and the score is going to belong to Reese. And for the Tigers, Lucy Kymick collects her second foul. McCauley, an opportunity here at the old traditional three-point play. And in and out won't go. Rebound, Atchison County. Joseph heads up. The clock's running here with 5:40 to go in the game. 38-7. Atchison County with the ball. Way up top side now between the circles. He'll get it over there to Fultz. Looking to the middle. No room. Back over to the right side. Tigers having trouble with very good defense by Donovan West. And they've really been outstanding. Little falling away shot for the Tigers. Won't go in. And rebound. Out of play. Tigers are going to get it back. 5 minutes to go. Here in the third. Atchison County lobs it way up topside. They're going to get the ball in play. Anderson will take it, bumps it over to the right, down to the baseline, trying to drive inside, no room. He'll loft back out on top. And now we will have a whistle off the ball. And it's going to be the first foul of the game for Anderson Clary. Donovan West, team foul three. So team fouls are evened up at three apiece. We're halfway through the third quarter. Outlet down the floor. Saved at the baseline. And then trying to pivot to get away from the defense. It would go out of bounds. And back it comes to Atchison County. Got Mally Meyer out there and Reese McCauley on the floor. And Emmy Jo Wetstein, I got Anderson Clary, and give me a second to pick on my fifth. Oh, stolen, cross-court pass, drive it to the other end, the stop, the pop, the bucket. A nice steal and nicely finished on the other end of the floor. And Reese McCauley is in double-figure scoring now. She's gotten 10, pushing the score to 40-7. 3.5 to go, third quarter. And by the way, the fifth D-West player, is Avery Hendricks. Avery is a freshman. So Coach Smith has three freshmen on his roster, and all three of them are out on the floor right now. 3 minutes to go, third girls high school basketball here on CAIR Radio this evening. I'm sure Joseph has reminded you that that is K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Chopped from the outside, bounds around, no, follow shot is up, no, tipped around, follow shot is up, and yeah, knocking it off the backboard and putting it in for her first points of the game is Avery Hendrickson. All nine Donovan West players have now scored. With 2 minutes and 41 to go in the third quarter, pushing the score now to 42-7. Tigers in the forecourt, looking to the middle, looking in, and pass is going to be stolen. Here comes D. West. They'll fly down the court. Skip pass, left side, beautiful movement to the basketball, and cashing it in on the other end. It's going to be Anniston Clary. 44-7. A couple of minutes left here in the third. Guys, game coming up. It'll start probably, we're here late third quarter. It'll probably be starting at 7:30-ish, so not going to be too far from that. Here's a shot from the top, wide to the left side. D. West rebounds, outlets, shoots, and scores on the transition. Getting quickly into the other end of the court, Anniston Clary has six, and it's 46-7. D. West rolling along here as Coach Smith's team is looking for its third win of the season. They're all coming to the free throw line, back off on top. Here's Lucy Kymig with it. Swings it over to the left side to Allison. Germel comes back out on top. Kymig, 75 seconds to go in the third quarter. The ball's slapped away down to the baseline to go back to the Tigers. D. West is going to bring Courtney Johnson, Bell Smith, both back in. 1 minute to go, quarter three. Officials taking plenty of time getting this ball in play. Tigers will have it in the right side of the lane at their baseline. They'll look it up, get it off on top. Stepping inside, just one dribble, and then to bring out on top, it's going to be over and back. And the Tigers will give it over on the penalty. Half a minute to go in the third. It'll be put in play in front of the D. West bench. Donovan West up 46-7 right now. Got a chance for what's likely the final shot of the third quarter. Here's a runner up and missing. The rebound is on the floor. Tigers are going to clear it down. Here comes Atchison County into the forecourt at 12. Top of the key with 9. Right wing with 8. Back out on top, knocked out of bounds, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Time out of the court after 3 in Effingham, Kansas. In girls high school basketball, it's Donovan West, 46 inches in County 7.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Gotta love it today. This time of the year, students are getting excited as they're going through finals, getting ready for the holiday break that's soon upon us. College football season is in high gears. We're moving close to the championships. And high school basketball is well underway. College basketball is going along. Benedictine got a couple of games Saturday. So, yeah, if it's going on, And, of course, there's finals to be studied for, and such as that. And in the mix of all of it, I'm trying to be really good. You know, holiday season coming up and all. Can't be too careful. Here's a shot for the Tigers off the inbound. That's off the window and good. How about that? Atchison County. And a bucket up and in by Allison Dremel. The feed to the right block. The dish across the lane. The hook shot off the window. No. Rebound. Tigers coming out with the basketball. And it's going to, there's going to be a foul down here. The whistle's going to be on Donovan West. It'll be the first of the contest on Bell Smith. First foul of the fourth quarter by either team. 7:15 to go in the ladies' game. As the ball's pushed out on top, the Tigers work the perimeter. D. West is, they've shifted to the zone, and now the ball's going to be stolen. Coming down the court, coast to coast, the shot is up and in for Donovan West and Avery Hendricks, the freshman. 48-10. 6 minutes and 50 to go. Here in the game. Tigers down to the right side. The ball is going to be slapped away, but as it rolls out of bounds, it would have been off the fingertips of Amy Jo Wettstein. So Amy Jo getting a fingertip on it, trying to rescue it in play, and it'll be Tiger ball at their end. Inbound. A quick shot, hits the front lip of the rim, offensive rebound, and it's going to be stolen by the Lady Mustang. D. West into the forecourt quickly with the outlet pass. To the right side is going to be Bell. Pushes off on top, Wettstein. Now to the block, hook pass out on top. Tiger staying at 2-3. It's a baseline 2, up and short. Follow shot, no. Rebound. Saved in by D. West, and now it's going to get away and roll out of play and comes back to the Lady Tigers. 5 minutes and 45 to go in the contest. 48-10 is the D. West lead. The ball in for the Lady Mustang. Out on top, straightaway 3. No. And this time the rebound is going to carry him out of play into the Donovan West bench. And that's where ACCHS will inbound it. Putting it in play is going to be Aubrey Wiedemeyer. So Aubrey will dump it over to the right side to Allison Dremel. Dremel at the free throw line. Ashley Trischel. The turnaround shot is going to be wide to the left side, and rebound is going to be lost out of play. Back it'll come to D. West. Courtney Johnson coming back in. Katie Falk. Back into the game for the Lady Mustangs at 4:50 to go in counting. D. West quickly up the floors, dumps it over to the left side. Anderson Clary over there now to the edge. No room, back on top. Tiger defense doing a nice job. They're settled into that 2-3 here. Here's a perimeter shot over the zone, missing. And the rebound is going to be saved underneath. And the putback follow shot is going to go up and in. It'll be Mally Meyer for D. West, and it is now 50-10, and we've got 4:17 to play. Tigers topside with Aubrey. Wiedemeyer looks to the middle, nothing there. Out on top of the go to Emma Stevens. Now they'll feed into the lane and trying to get the ball inside to Addison Crockett, but defensively, Mally Meyer reaching in for the ball, picks up the foul. It will be her second. Tigers are going to rotate Emma Stevens out of the game and get Lucy Kiney back out on the floor. 3 minutes and 45 to go in the game. Tigers looking to put a little something on the board here. The lob comes in the middle to Addison. Crockett is going to dribble it up to the top side. Now going to be looking for a little help. The defense giving her no room at all. And finally she's able to kind of hand it almost over to Lucy Kiney. They'll feed outside the lane. Looking in the middle is going to be Trischel. Back out on top, Atchison County. To the right side is going to be Dremel. ACCHS just working the perimeter against the zone. 3:15 to go in the ball game. The zone stretches just a little bit as the ball gets over to Lucy. Coming back off on top. Left side to get a Wiedemeyer. Tigers looking for some opening in the middle of Dauphin. West defense has been just outstanding. Now the pass inside. The ball's going to be snapped away. Here comes the West Mustangs outlet down the floor and a turnover. Tigers are going to get Emma Stevens back in. Emma coming in and Addison coming out. 2.5 minutes to play. ACCHS supporting the home whites here this evening. Feed to the free throw line. The shot from there off the window. No. Rebound. Mustang. Katie Falk comes down with it. Pass into the lane, and as the shot is being taken, a foul is committed. The whistle is going to be on the Tigers. It'll be Aubrey Wiedmeyer. Her first foul of the game. 2 minutes to go. It'll be put in play down to the baseline by D. West. Mustangs will bring it in. The shot blocked. Offensive rebound. Just to the top. Get passed over to the wing. Feet to the side of the lane. Out on top. The three set sail off the front limit of the rim. No. Followed up and home. And again with a put back bucket. Nicely done by Mally Meyer. Her sixth point. 52-10. And a minute 28 to go. Quarter number three. ACCHS. Top side, the shot, the long two, rims off, no good. Let me Joe Winstein coming up with a basketball. They'll drive down the court. We're going to get a blocking foul on Wiedmeyer. What happened down here is Aubrey tried to cut off the drive to the rim by Addison Clary, and she slid in front of her. There was a bit of contact. D. West brings it in. Baseline turnaround, shot up and good. Emmy Jo Wettstein makes it look easy, picking up her fourth point, 54-10. Half a minute to go in the ballgame. The pass left wing right in front of the Tiger bench. Hudson County back on top. Being patient against the 2-3 that the Lady Mustangs have shown is really good defense for them. Tigers being patient, working the ball. The long two is going to be wide to the left side. Donovan West is going to be putting it in play. No, the official is going to change her mind, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. It's Donovan West, 54, Atchison County, 10. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Here in Effingham, Kansas, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up, but a quick recap of the ladies' game. For ACCHS, it was Emma Stevens leading the way with four. Allison Dremel, and Jenna Larson with three apiece for Donovan West. Double digits for Bell Smith and Reese McCauley with six each tonight. Mally Mayer and Anderson Clary and Courtney Johnson. It was a four-point ball game for Avery Hendricks and Emmy Jo Wettstein. Rounding out the scoring, we had Andy Foster and Katie Falk, each with two. Your Bank of Anderson, player of the game tonight? Well, I'm telling you what, you just got to go with Belle Smith. She had 5 and a quarter, 12 at the half, and played hardly any at all in the fourth quarter. After missing her first free throw, she had, what, 7 in a row? Great game for Belle Smith. She is your Bank of Anderson player of the game. Donovan West moves to 3-1. The Tigers are at 0-5, and we're going to be back with the guys' game shortly. Get a final score in the first one. D. West wins it over to Anderson County, 54-10. We'll kick it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. We're going to be back here in about 10 or 11 minutes.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.